Nick Nelson into the box with first base open. And the pitch is sky to center. Kasperson set to tag. It's deep. It's caught. Both runners tag. Throw to third is not in time. Nisswa's got the lead. 3-2 Lightning on a sacrifice fly by Nick Nelson. And Rudisilli was almost thrown out at third. Nisswa takes the 3-2 lead. There are now two outs. On the play, Rudisilli able to tag up and go to third. And that brings up second baseman Jeremiah Pipcorn. The 2009 Class B MVP. Pipcorn watches a strike, 0-1. I'm just praying that the press box folks let me hang around and let the TV stay on. They don't cut me off here. I hope they'll stay around the ballpark long enough. 0-1 to Pip. 0-2, he took a strike on the inside corner. A walk to Kasperson, a throwing error on a shortstop play to force it second, allowed Kasperson to go to third, and that allowed him to tag up and score on the sack fly to center by Nelson. 0-2 to Pipcorn. The pitch. Chopper up the middle. Get through there. Knock down. Pipcorn to first. Not in time. A run scores. Pipcorn singles up the middle on an infield hit on an 0-2 pitch. Rudisilli scores, and Nisswa's up on New Ulm 4-2. And that gives Nisswa their biggest lead. And it's Nate Deschaine now to the plate. Deschaine with a man at first. Outside from Jaden Domeyer. I think that's number one. It might be number eight. No, it might be Wade French. That might be an eight. I'm looking at a monitor here. Check swing, and they appealed. Did not go. 4-2 Nisswa over New Ulm now in the bottom of the seventh inning. The last game of the day going on 15 miles south of me. The 1-1 pitch. French puts it on the corner for a strike. 1-2. Pipcorn at first with two down. Try and pull up the website here and pick up their batting order where New Ulm is in their lineup. Fouled away by Deschaine. So a big two-run bottom of the seventh here for the Lightning. Trying to join Buckman in the quarters. Pulled foul to the right. Still a two-strike count to Nate Deschaine. Pipcorn legging out an infield hit to get a run home that would have ended the inning if he was thrown out. The set by Wade French. Missed outside. I believe it's 2-2. No, 3-2. The umpire holds up his fingers. Full count to Deschaine. Payoff pitch, grounded right side. First baseman has it. And that's Ranweiler outrunning him to the bag to end the inning. But Nisswa strikes for two. They use a walk, an error, a sack fly, and an RBI infield single. And going to the eighth, the score now is Nisswa 4 and New Ulm 2.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Schomer Insurance today.
Hi, peers. This is Kelsey Meyer from Dynamic Therapy and Wellness. I grew up in Piers, and I'm excited and eager to serve my home community. At Dynamic Therapy and Wellness, the physical health and well-being of our patients is always our top priority. Our team is committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility or strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you are a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into our new building on Main Street in Piers or visit our website at dtwmn.com. We can be reached at 320-468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
All right, underway again in Faribault. It is Nisswa 4, New Ulm 2, starting the top of the eighth. This is Hunter Ranweiler against Brett Kramer. I'm not sure where they're at in the lineup here. Do my best to keep it going here. Hunter Ranweiler leading off the eighth against Brett Kramer. Inside, 2-1. Nisswa breaks the 2-2 tie in the bottom of the seventh on a sacrifice fly and an infield single. Kramer outside, 3-1 to Hunter Ranweiler. Kramer looking into Matt Kasperson. Here's the righty from Fort Ripley's pitch. Outside, ball four. A leadoff walk for the New Ulm Brewers here to start the eighth. Ranweiler goes to first. Man, that will now bring up. That should be the pitcher, Wade French, number eight. French batting. And we're going to have a pinch runner for Ranweiler. It's number 26. Or is it? I don't see a 26 on their roster. 28 maybe. Logan Sandgren. Looks like that might be him. Sandgren running. So the leadoff walk brings the tying run to the plate here in the eighth for the New Ulm Brewers. Champions of Region 2 facing the champions of Region 8. There will be only one non-region champ in the quarterfinals. First pitch strike. That is the Buckman Billy Goats, the only non-one seed to get to the quarterfinals. Bird Island, the champs of Region 1. Watertown, their opponent, champions of Region 7. There's a fly ball to right, caught by Peterson, one out. French flies to right for the first out of the eighth. Runner at first. And now batting for the Brewers, a right-hander. As Kramer gets the first out, as soon as I see his number, I'll relay it to you. And there's no audio, only visual. I'm calling it off the screen here. 4-2 Nisswa. Kramer. Inside corner strike, 0-1. 33, this is the first baseman. This is Trevor Nissen. Swing and a miss at the big curveball from Brett Kramer. Two strikes. Nisswa leading New Ulm 4-2. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Two down. Kramer with a big strikeout. Two outs in the eighth. And now batting is this is number one. This is Jaden Dohmeyer. Dohmeyer, an outfielder. Kramer inside almost hit him. Dohmeyer spins out of there. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 4-2 Nisswa. The 1-0 pitch. Hit to left. Well hit. And it's up against the wall. Boland retrieves it on the track. Fires it in. And New Ulm's got the tying run at second with two outs on a double by Jaden Dohmeyer. To the warning track in left. First base is open now. Tying run at second with two outs. And the batter for New Ulm. Well, he's wearing number 40. It's Sam Kickheisen. He's listed as 22 or 40. So he's 40 today. Sam Kickheisen. Big spot here for the draftee from Fort Ripley, Brett Kramer. Second and third, tying run in scoring position, but there are two outs. Kramer sails it inside, ball one. Rudisilli straight away in center. Drew Boland in left. Chris Peterson in right. The 1-0, outside 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Brett Kramer wearing a red Fort Ripley jersey, gray pants. 2-0 pitch. In for a strike. Two balls and a strike now to left-handed hitting Sam Kickheisen. The pitch. Ground ball in front of the plate. Picked up by Kramer. He doesn't. No, it's a foul ball, they say. Foul ball. So still two strikes. Kickheisen, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It's Kickheisen. Plays collegiately or did at Western Technical College. He broke his bat, so he's got to go get a new piece of lumber. Put some pine tar on that. New Ulm in the third base dugout. Nisswa in the first base dugout. We are in the top of the eighth. Nisswa leading New Ulm 4-2. So with a new bat picked out, Sam Kickheisen back to the plate. We know that Buckman will play at 1:30 tomorrow against Dumont in Faribault. The two-strike pitch from Kramer. He got him on a swing and a miss. Kramer leaves the tying run at second base to end the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Nisswa up on New Ulm. 4-2.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Pierce. Did you know we specialize in all automotive glass replacement? We offer professional service and installation on all makes and models. Whether you have a small chip or a tiny crack, either can be a serious matter that leads to weakness of glass or poorer visibility. Give us a call today and start your glass replacement. Look us up on the web or Facebook. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult Bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
New Ulm brings in a new pitcher, Mitch Bockenstedt, to face Aaron Jenkins in the bottom of the eighth. Quick two-strike count to Aaron. Aaron hit a go-ahead homer in the fourth inning to make it 2-1. Short time later, New Ulm tied it. And then Nisswa scores two in the seventh. That pitch off the plate, 1-2 to Aaron Jenkins, leading off the bottom of the eighth. I will be staying over tonight. We're not done yet. Down low, 2-2 to Jenkins. Two balls, two strikes to Aaron against Mitch Bockenstedt. In the air, first base side, playable and caught. One down. First baseman makes the catch, Trevor Nissen. One away, and it brings up left fielder Drew Boland. Batting from the left side, Drew steps into the box against Bockenstedt. First pitch from the right-hander. Drops a bunt down back to the pitcher. Bockenstedt fields, throws, and gets him. So Drew unable to push the bunt left or right, pushes it right back to the pitcher for out number two. And coming to the plate now with two outs, bases empty for the Nisswa Lightning, is Tyler Whitwear, the DH. So Whitwear steps in. Oh, he looks like he's a pinch hitting here. The umpire's pulled out his lineup card, so I'm assuming this is a pinch hit for Tyler Whitwear. And this is going to be the first pitch in for a strike. 0-1. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Nisswa 4, New Ulm 2. Swing and a miss at the Bockenstedt breaking ball. No balls and two strikes. Ken Whitwear keeps this bottom of the eighth alive. Checked in time, went low and in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. This is the number seven spot in Nisswa's batting order. New Ulm will have one more crack at it against Brett Kramer in the ninth. Here comes the pitch. Swinging another foul by Tyler Whitwear. As expected, the St. Patrick crowd still in attendance and enjoying things. 1-2 to Whitwear against Bockenstedt. Curveball, swing and a miss, and got him. 1-2-3 go the Lightning, and we go to the ninth. It is the last chance for New Ulm. Nisswa 4 and New Ulm 2.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, You can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
For New Ulm, Josh Seidel leads off the ninth. It's Nisswa 4, New Ulm 2 against Brett Kramer, the draftee from Fort Ripley, and a quick two-strike count to Seidel. Nisswa breaks a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the seventh with a sacrifice fly by Nick Nelson and an infield RBI single by Jeremiah Pipcorn. Here's the 0-2 from Kramer. Seidel hits it in the air towards left, towards the line. Boland chases, but it's foul. So still 0-2 to Josh Seidel. If Nisswa hangs on and wins this game, they will face Jordan here tomorrow morning at 11. Buckman will be in Faribault against Dumont. Again, the 0-2 to Josh Seidel. Now time granted to the batter. Takes a couple of practice cuts outside the box. Brett Kramer starting his second full inning. Missed low. One ball, two strikes to Seidel. Beautiful day turning into a gorgeous evening. Here comes the two-strike pitch. Slapped foul. Boy, he really extended the arms there just to get a piece. Flipped it into the on-deck circle. Still a ball, two strikes to Josh Seidel. Left-handed hitter. Kramer comes set. Kasperson with the side. 1-2 pitch. Spoiled again. Fouled out. Brett Kramer trying to get the all-important leadoff man in the ninth inning. The two-strike pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes to Seidel. Buckman wins today 8-5, knocking out Waconia. And St. Patrick broke Avon's heart with a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth with a man on 5-4. Fouled out of play again. Avon was up 4-3 going to the last of the ninth against one of the prohibitive favorites of the tournament, and almost pulled off the upset of the tournament. But a leadoff double followed up by a home run sends St. Patrick to the quarters. 2-2 to Seidel. Kramer readies, kicks, fires, and it's lifted in the air towards shallow left. Boland takes charge. Boland has it. One out in the ninth. As peeling away was the shortstop, Torrey Miller. One out in the top of the ninth. And now for New Ulm, it is Colton Schaefer. Colton Schaefer will bat with one out in the ninth. Kramer trying to nail this one down. Here's his pitch to Schaefer. Bends a curveball. Ooh, umpire flinched. Didn't call a strike. He was ready to raise that right arm, and he didn't. Matt Kasperson asked him something. He turned around and asked him something, but it's ball one to Schaefer. Back to work, Kramer. There's a strike call. Looked like the same pitch selection and just got more of the strike zone that time. One ball, one strike to Colton Schaefer of New Ulm. Fastball got it by him on the inner half. One ball, two strikes to Schaefer. Nisswa, two outs from coming to Dundas tomorrow morning. for a quarterfinal matchup. Two strikes. Did he check? He did. Laid off a pitch that broke outside. 2-2 now to Schaefer. Won't be much of a post game because I didn't see a lot of this game. Seriously watch it. I was keeping tabs on it. Strike three at the knees. Kramer rings him up. Two down in the ninth. And Nisswa is one out away from the quarterfinals. And the last hopes for the New Ulm Brewers rest on the shoulders of Justin Hoffman, left-handed hitter. Two outs, bases empty in the ninth. Kramer to Hoffman. First pitch, inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brett Kramer with the sign from Matt Kasperson. The righty fires a fastball that misses outside. 2-0. New Ulm needs a base runner to get the tying run to the plate. The 2-0 pitch. Outside, three balls, no strikes. Left-handed hitter at the plate, 3-0. Kramer trying to battle back. Inside, missed, ball four. New Ulm will get the tying run to the plate with two outs in the ninth. A walk taken by Justin Hoffman puts him on first. And let's see who's coming up to the plate. Number 31. That is Cole Ranweiler. Cole Ranweiler to bat as the tying run with two outs. Kramer starts him inside corner, strike called, 0-1. Leaning in is Brett Kramer. Takes the sign from Kasperson. His one strike pitch. Inside, 1-1. Kasperson held it there for the umpire, didn't get the call. 1-1 to Cole Ranweiler. Kramer ready. Kasperson sets up outside. Swinging a pop-up. Jenkins drifting back. Aaron's got a play, and Nisswa's in the quarterfinals. They defeat New Ulm 4-2, and Nisswa will come here tomorrow to face Jordan at 11 a.m. So Region 8 brings two to the final eight. Buckman is joined by Nisswa with the 4-2 Lightning victory.
Hi, Piers. This is Kelsey Meyer from Dynamic Therapy and Wellness. I grew up in Piers, and I'm excited and eager to serve my home community. At Dynamic Therapy and Wellness, the physical health and well-being of our patients is always our top priority. Our team is committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility or strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you are a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into our new building on Main Street in Piers or visit our website at dtwmn.com. We can be reached at 320-468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
Well, the action in Class C is wrapped up. They just finished in Faribault. Nisswa defeats New Ulm 4-2. So Nisswa will come here tomorrow morning at 11 to face Jordan. Back-to-back Brewers matchups. They defeated New Ulm Brewers today. They will get the Jordan Brewers tomorrow. They're interviewing Cody Rudisilli down on the field as the player of the game. So here are the quarterfinals tomorrow. They're at two sites. There will be two quarterfinals here in Dundas, two of them in Faribault. here in Dundas. The 11 a.m. game is Jordan against Nisswa. They played a memorable game at Cold Spring in a state tournament years back. Jason Repke won it with a home run. Then at 1:30 here in Dundas, Delano against St. Patrick. In Faribault, tomorrow morning at 11, it is Bird Island against Watertown. And then at 1:30, Dumont against Buckman. The eight quarterfinal teams, only one is not a region champion. Seven of the eight quarterfinals are number one seeds. The spoiler is third-seeded team out of Region 8, the Buckman Billy Goats. They won 8-5 over Waconia, the number two seed out of Region 7 here in Dundas earlier. So that's going to wrap it up. We will be with you tomorrow. I will be in Faribault doing my best to keep you updated with how Nisswa turns out. But I will be in Faribault for Buckman and Dumont. And that is a quarterfinal game. Now there's an opportunity of playing two tomorrow. And that would be a win in your first round game. Say if Buckman wins at 1:30, they would play again at 4:30 against the Bird Island Watertown winner. And then Nisswa, if they win their game against Jordan, Nisswa would play at 4:30 here in Dundas against the winner of the Delano St. Patrick game. So a possibility of two games tomorrow for everybody. Four teams will play two games tomorrow, and we'll be down to just two teams left after tomorrow, and the Labor Day championship game is settled for noon in Faribault. So congratulations to the Buckman Billy Goats and the Nisswa Lightning, and congratulations to Avon on a great season that falls heartbreakingly short today on St. Patrick's walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth. That's it for now. We will see you tomorrow afternoon for Buckman Billy Goat Dumont Saint quarterfinal action in the Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament right here on You Are There Sports. Good night, everybody.